Think about those people in the book of Hebrews where Paul, I think Paul wrote Hebrews, where he wrote to them and he described them like this. He said, "You partook joyfully of the spoiling of your goods." Now you just try to imagine your bank account being confiscated. Now try to imagine you being joyful about it. That's the difference between you, where you are, and where those people were. None of their hope was in the things of this life. And they knew evil wins sometime. Here. All of their hope they put in the next world, where it's safe. Jesus said, store your treasure in heaven, where thieves don't break in and steal. Thieves can break in legally or illegally. Where thieves don't break in and steal, moths don't get in there and eat it up, and rust doesn't hurt it. Thank God for our possessions. Thank God for a warm room on a cold night. A vehicle to get to work and earn money. Thank God for all that. But Paul said, having clothing and what else? Food and raiment, be content. Don't strive for a bunch of other stuff. So that was not just a religious phrase when he said, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Jesus knew what was out there. Oh, and verse 16. I am sending you as sheep in the midst of wolves. And then he said, be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. I think we need help from God to give us wisdom to know how to deal with a situation in the midst of wolves. And we need wisdom to protect ourselves the best we can. And to do good no matter what. That is, be innocent as doves. Harmless and innocent as doves. God will give us mercy, we'll do that. Doing evil for evil just makes two evils. Doesn't accomplish anything. You overcome evil with good. So let's pray and ask God to show us what is good when we're confronted with evil. Then he goes into a lot of description of that, of the dangers. In Matthew 10:17, watch out for men. Those are wise words. Beware of men, for they will hand you over to the courts. Paul said if we suffer with them, and hey, Paul knew something about suffering. You just read about that. It's part of it. He said if we suffer with them, we'll reign with them. Because in the end, good is going to win. Righteousness is going to prevail. And every godly soul is going to be saved. God's not going to overlook anybody. So hold on to your faith.